Rich's leg until I got home.
So it all gathered up right around the bottom.
And that made my leg sore. I decided not to do that no more.
Well, I don't think that sounds like a good idea. I think you have to keep up with what pockets have holes in them for now on. Well, if you had a shirt that wasn't sanforized and you washed it in hot water, it'd
shrank.
And if you were talking about a woman that, likes to stand in front of a mirror and look at herself and fix up all the time, you might say, boy, she really likes to...
Yeah, prim.
Yeah.
Don't you like to do that?
No, I haven't got anything to look at. There's not much to look at with this face. I don't think I'd just rather not see what it looks like when you're this old.
Well, you ought to do like I do then. Just comb your hair, just sit down and comb it.
That's pretty good. If a woman likes to put on, like fancy clothes, you say she likes to...
She's prissy.
Prissy,
That's what we call her.
Uh-huh.
You know what prissy means?
Not exactly.
She's prettying herself up. We used to, when I was a boy, we'd watch the girls, and they'd watch us old boys with their rusty hands and rusty feet. I'd go to school, and my feet would chafe because I had to go barefooted.
Oh, yeah.
And then my hands would be cracked across like that big old open place on there, and I couldn't get it off. I just scrub, and if you did, you'd cry. It hurt so bad, and I didn't know what in the world was the cause of it. I was just a big old boy, and I thought a lot of the girls that was going to school with, and they'd look at me and look at my old rusty hands and didn't even want to play Flying Dutchman with me.
They didn't want to play Flying Dutchman with you. What's Flying Dutchman?
Well, you run around.
You have to hold hands?
Well, there's a whole ring of them, hold hands together, and you'll drop a handkerchief or something other behind them, and then the two, a boy and a girl, will be to, they don't know who's going to drop that handkerchief around them, and you'll drop that handkerchief, and then when you drop the handkerchief, you and your partner will just run just as hard as you can run, and you'll jump back in that ring. In the open space, nobody joins hands until you get back around the deal.
So she didn't want to play Flying Dutchman. They wouldn't want to play Flying Dutchman.
No, they didn't like to run my old rusty feet. Well, they wouldn't. They'd laugh then when they'd take a hold of my hand. Well, they'd laugh. It was real funny.
Did they call you Strawberry then?
No, I was Orville. I want the name Orville. But that was real funny though. They'd get tickled. They some awful mischievous ones in the bunch. And they really didn't care. They really didn't care to take hold of my hand, I don't guess, but they wanted to let on like they did to shame me so as I could get that off. But I couldn't. I just rubbed and scrubbed.
And you couldn't get it out.
And I liked to never got to where I could keep my hands from chafing.
Well, they don't look rusty now, so I guess you must have finally gotten it off.
Well, you're washing cold water. If you really want them to stay, when you're washing warm water all the time, it takes all the grease out of your skin.
And that's what causes them to chafe.
And you can take olive oil.
Uh-huh.
And when you go to bed at night, take olive oil like that. I don't. Mm-hmm. But if they're chafed, well, you just take a white glove or a wrap your hands in white smooth cloth.